Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf mem dalet. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amid, and we're continuing to learn about Hilchos Pigel. And it said towards the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Koshi Yeshli Matirin, Ben Li Odom, Ben Lamizbeach, Chayovan Olam Mishim Pigel. Any type of carbon where there is a matir, whether that matir is for an Odom, in other words, when we learned Hilchos Pigel, it says in the Pasuk, Him Yeochel, Yeochel, Vayoim Ashlishi, the more darshins, heyochli yochel, achilas odam and achilas mizbeach. So if a korban has a matter, typically what is the matter? Usually it's the zrikas adam is the matter. But if we're talking the mushal agabi a korban mincha, it's the kmitza that you put on the marocha, which is the matter. So anything that has a matter, whether the matter permits this korban now to go to the next step, la odam, lachilas odam. Or the mizbeach, lachilas mizbeach, like emurin on the mizbeach, or if it's an oila, all of the Eivorim and Pedarim, and during one of the four Avoidais, the person who's doing the Avoida has in mind Machshava of Chutz Lizmanoi, and Chayolub and Ola Mishim Pigel. If a person were now to eat from that Basar that has become Nitar as a result of the sprinkling of the Zrika Saddam, or as a result of the burning of the Kmitza on the Marocha, if a person now eats from the Shirayish Sheet, Shirayim of that carbon, Chas v'Shalom, he gets kares mishum pigel. It's Tana Rabban. So the Braisa goes into this in a little bit more detail, and the Braisa begins, at least the way the Gemara is quoting it, Tana Rabbanan, oy einay mevi ela ki yoytze bishlamim. Now you can tell already from the language of the Braisa quoted by the Gemara that we're starting in the middle of the Braisa, because the Braisa started off, I would think, A, B, and C, or, oh yeah, maybe, or maybe, no, maybe it's not like that. So for some strange reason, I'm sorry, the Gemara did not quote the beginning of the Braisa, but Rashi does quote the beginning of the Braisa. And Rashi says that basically what the Braisa begins is that since the Pasuk of Pigel only mentions Shlomim, as we've quoted numerous times, V'mei ochel, yei ochel, mibsar, zevach, shloma, bayoim, ashlishi, lo ye rotze, hamakrav oisoi, lo ye choshev, lo ye pigol yiye. So the Pasuk talks about mibsar, zevach, shloma. So maybe the din of pigol is only by a shloma. Maybe it doesn't apply to any other carbon. That was the havamina in the Braisa. And the Braisa continues on. The reason why I would say so is because the Pasuk Taka says, only Shlam. So Talmud Loimar, I'm quoting now from the Rashi, if you want to look at the Rashi, Rashi's halfway down the Omud. Oy Einoi Mevi, Reisha the Braisa Beteris Kehanim, Linyan Pigel Ktoni. That the Braisa begins, Yochel Lo Yehe Chayiv Ela Ala Shlamim Bilvad. I might think that the whole din of Pigel is only by Shlamim. Talmud Loimar, Linyan Tumah, V'yinozer Mi Kodshei, or the common yalef noiser chilul chil mitoma u pigel be oven oven mi noiser. What Rashi is telling us already is he's giving us a peek into the Gemara, which is going to be further down, where the Gemara is going to learn from a combination of two gzeira shavas. One gzeira shava is chil chil, another gzeira shava is oven oiv oven, and from those two gzeira shavas together, we're going to learn that the din of pigel applies not only to shlamim but to virtually all other karbanas. We're going to see those psukim shortly. But in the meantime, getting back to the Gemara, so this was the Havamin, or at least the first half of the Braisa, that based on this double Gzeira Shava, we're going to extend the din of Pigel to almost all karbanas. Now the Braisa continues, Oy Eina Mevim, now reading from the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Oy Eina Mevim, Ella Ki Yoytze Bishlamim. No, maybe I should say that the din of Pigel applies to Shlamim, and anything which is similar to shlam. What is similar to shlam? Mashlam miyuchodim ne'echolim nishne yomim v'layla echad. Just like shlamim are very special, because your normal korban is only eaten liyoyim v'layla. And shlam is eaten for 2 days and a night. Is afkol ne'echal nishne yom v'layla echad. Therefore, maybe I should learn from shlam to any other korban that is 2 days and a night. Which other korbanis does one eat 2 days and a night?
Bechor
and Maaser. Exactly right. Bechor and Maaser, they have the same din as shlam, nishne yom v'layla echad. However, ne'echal yom v'layla minayin. How do I know your standard korban? Like a korban chatas, a korban oshem, a korban toida, all the other korbanis that one eats are typically only yoyim v'layla minayin. How do I know that there too there's a din of pegel? Tamaloimar. That's why it says in the pasuk, extra words. What are the extra words? The pasuk begins. There's some noise here in the background. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute. Thank you. It says in the pasuk, himei ochel ye ochel mibsar zevach shlomov v'yoyim ha'shlishi. We could have made a much shorter pasuk. Himei ochel ye ochel Mishlamov, b'yoyim ha'shlishi. Why do I have to have the psar zevach shlamov? So I have there two special ribuyim, one from the word mibsar, and one from the word zevach. And therefore the Gemara explains each one individually. The yoyim v'layla I'm going to learn from mibsar. What means mibsar? Kol sheshirayin ne'echolin. Any carbon where you have some of the carbon being eaten. Meaning that's the Hey ochel ye ochel, achilas odom, or achilas mizbeach. So wherever you have that from the basar, that's the achilas odom, that is shirayim ne'echolim, which of course is virtually all karbanis, with the exception principally of an oila. So says the Gemara, I learned from the yom, the extra word mibsar, to tell you not only karbanis of shnei yom v'layla echad, but even those which are achila of yom v'layla. Kol shirayim ne'echolim. Now, oila she'en shirayim ne'echolim minayin. By an oila, we know you don't eat the shirayim because the oila is kula kolil on the mizbeach. So how would I know that there too there is a din of pigel? How would there be a din of pigel? That b'shas, one of the four avoidos, the koyin, whoever is doing the avoida, says, we're going to go and put this carbon oila not on the mizbeach today. We're going to put the carbon oila on the mizbeach tomorrow. How do I know that that would also constitute pigel? Talmud loimar zevach. Oh, that's the extra word zevach to include other zvachim as well. Not only those that shirayim ne'echolim, but even carbon oila where ain shirayim ne'echolim. V'minayim l'rabbeis ho'oifois v'ha'menochois. Because oifois and menochois are not considered to be zevach. Zvicha means shchita, and oifois in the Beis Hamikdash was done through melika. Menachos, of course, there is no inyan of shechita at all. We're talking there about flour. So therefore, how do I know that those two, if the person who's doing the avodah has in mind that we're going to go and eat this tomorrow, la'achar zman, that there's a din of pigul? And since I'm already including things which are not part of zevach, achani marba, let me also include the like shemen shel mitzoyra. Mitzoyra has a very special din that in addition to bringing the three karbonos, and in particular the carbon asham mitzoyra, you have to bring a loig echad shel shomen, and that loig was used to go and first do seven hazois towards the heichal, and then you do the nesina stam on the oizen and the bohainois, and then whatever is left in the hand of the koyin, you pour on the head of the mitzoyra, and whatever is left inside the loig is nechol l'kohanim. So how do I know that there too there's a din that if you have in mind that we're going to eat that loig tomorrow beyond the time limits, that I'm going to have a din of pigel on that loig shemen shel metzayra tamaloyma. That's why it says in the pasuk asher heim makdishim li. Now what does it say asher heim makdishim li? It doesn't say that in that pasuk them hey ochel ye ochel, that the pigel pasuk. So where does it appear? Rather it appears in number two in my Torah Ora Sholem, some Gemara's its base. There it's referring to, it's an introductory pasuk that talks about Hilchois Tumah. Da'aber el ha'arim v'elbonav v'yinozru mi'kodsh b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu eshem kodshi asher heim makdishem li ani adoy shem. This pasuk itself doesn't use the word Tumah, but the next pasuk after that says, and make sure that if a person eats the Tumasi Olav and then Chas V'Sholem, he's going to be Chayev Karis. So that's an introductory pasuk to the parasha of Tumah. Now, what does that have to do with us? So now we have a double Gzeira Shavah. What's a double Gzeira Shavah? In that pasuk that we just quoted, the Asher Heim Makdishim Li, oh, so first, by the fact that it says Asher Heim Makdishim Li, that comes to be an inclusive pasuk to tell you that any carbon that you're makdish for me, which includes the oifois and the menachois, and even the like echad shel shomen, all of those you're bringing for the Beis Hamikdash for kabanois. Oh, if it's asher heim makdishim li, the din of pigel applies. But this pasuk is not talking about pigel. This pasuk is talking about tumah. But in this pasuk it says v'lo yichalu eshem kachi, which is the lashon, of course, of chilul. Okay, so How does that help me? Because I have another pasuk, which is the pasuk Legabe Noiser. There also says the Lashon HaPigel. Now, many of the other Gemaras, particularly the Art School Gemaras, have three Torah Arash Olims. Ours stops at two. So we should ask, really, for a refund. But what is the other pasuk which is talking about the Noiser? There it says, V'oich levavoy noyisa, ki es koydish Hashem chilel v'nichrisa. Again, yes, oichlav avoyna yisa, a person who eats from noiser, and then it says the lashon of v'chilel, and then v'nichrisa. Aha, okay, ki kodesh Hashem chilel. So there it uses the lashon of chilel by noiser. Here it uses the lashon of chilel by tuma. So I learn one from the other. Okay, but how does that help me? Because that pasuk says, if it's oichlav avoyna yisa, oichlav those that eat from the noiser, they're going to bear their sins. Avoyna yisa. And here in the pasuk of Pigel, in he ochel ye ochel, it ends off by nefesh ocheles mimenu, avoyna tisa, avoyn, avoyn. Ah, so therefore, based on this double gzeira shava, what's the double gzeira shava? The first, that's the pasuk base, that's asher he makdishim li, and that is referring to even Menachos and Oifos and Loif Shemen Shel Matzoyre, anything that you're makdish for me. And that pasuk includes the term V'lo Yechalelu, Chilu. And then we go and learn now to Noiser, where they also use the Lashon of V'oichle V'avoyne Yisa Kes Koydesh Hashem Chilel. So I have now Chilel, Chilel. Ah, so now I'm importing or exporting the din of the Heng Makdishim Li, which includes the Oifos Menachos and Loif Shemen Shel Matzoyre, to the parasha of Noiser. And now I'm going to make a second connection between Noiser and Pigel. What's that connection? V'oichlev avoyna yisa, the lotion of avoy. And here by Pigel it says, v'nefesh achelas meno avoyna tisa. Ah, so therefore says the Gemara, v'asi Noiser chel mituma. V'asi Pigel oven ove min Noiser. And now I know that in Noiser, I've now imported into the pasuk of Noiser the din of Asher Heim Makdishim Li, which means any carbon, not only your standard kabbanis, but also the oifois and the menachos, and even a like shemen shell mitzvah. One of the questions I'm sure that is bothering many of you is, isn't there a din that you cannot learn back to back Gzeira Shavas? That exactly. So that's the second toisis over here. If you look at the toisis, Mikan have a matzil and medik lekamon miyata shem and daf nun. In other words, in another 6 days, we're going to learn over there about lamed min lamed. We're going to talk about kal v'chomer from kal v'chomer, gzeira shava, mamatzina from mamatzina, hekish from hekish. So there, the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is going to be medayik from elsewhere. The dover halamed gzeira shava choyzim lamed gzeira shava. You can have, although you might not be able to have back to back kal v'chomers. You might not be able to have back-to-back mamatzinas, but you can have back-to-back zereshav. It says, Toises, we could have brought a raya from here too, that we are allowed to use back-to-back zereshavas when it comes to kachim. So when we get there, we'll discuss that further. But the important thing is that we're getting back to our Gemara now. Now that you've told me, based on these psukim, that every single conceivable carbon is included, except for the par minisrafim, the seer minisrafim, but we'll talk about that later. But since we're being moisif and marva, called over, lamanemash, lamim, why does the Torah have to say, v'mei ochel yeyochel, mazar zavach shlamov? Why does the Torah rather say, v'mei ochel yeyochel, from any of the karbonois beyond the zman? Why does it focus dafka on the shlamim? Miat, well, it goes, maybe it goes together. Love and never shlom miatum. Lo yim alach to go and teach you mashlom yichon m'sheish lem matirim. Bailey other main lem is peach. It's got to be a type of carbon where there is a matir. What is the matir? The zrika sadam. That will be matir lo adam achilas adam. Bein lem is peach says Rashi. Or lem is peach referring to the emirid, because in fact when you're talking about shlom you have both. You have matirim both for the achilas adam, and you have the matir for putting the emirin on the mizbech. But that's not necessarily the case in all karbanos, because, for instance, by the oila, we don't have a matir the adam. So therefore, Rashi says when the Gemara uses the term bein the adam bein lezech means either for the adam or for the mizbech, or often even both. It's afkosh yesh matirim bein the adam and the mizbech. Any carbon which has a matir for either the other, or the mizbech, or both, chayav alamish and pigel as a din of pigel. So basically, this braisa has told us, how do I know that the din of pigel doesn't only apply to shlam, but it applies to the world, to the universe of Karbanos. Now, the Gemara is going to quote the next 5-6 lines. Apparently, it's from the same Braisa, but it's also word for word the same as our Mishnah. So that's why you have the dots in front and the dots in back. But apparently, this is really just a continuation of the Braisa, although it's word for word the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Ha'oila. You're trying to give examples now of Karbanos Sheyesh L'Matirim. So I'm going to give you special Mechudishtik Karbanos. In other words, of course, a Karban Shlamim and a Karban Asham and a Karban a Karban Toida and a Karban Maser and Bechar. All those regular normal Karbanos, you have Matirim both for Odom and for the Mizbeach, because each one of them, the Basar is Nechal, whether it's Nechal Babal or Nechal Alidei Kahana, but they're all Nechal. And there's always Emurin on the Mizbeach. But now we can have things which are a little bit exceptions to the rule. Hu Oila. Oila, for instance, there is no Achilles Odom. But that's okay, because Doma Matirs Psar le Mizbeach. It's Matir, the Achilles Mizbeach. When he says Basar, it means everything, the Ebarim, Pedorim, Emurin, everything goes on the Mizbeach by an Oila. As well as, it's also Mata Oira LaKehanim. Now this Oira LaKehanim is a little peculiar or curious, because after all, the Matinim that we're talking about is Lagabi Achilas Odom and Achilas Mizbeach. Oir obviously is not eaten by the Kahanim, it's something that they take to the tannery, and they use it presumably to go and make whatever you make hides into, whether it's leather, or whether it's bedspreads, or whether it's table covers, or whatever it happens to be. Anyway, so some of the Mefarshim Taka say that this is Bichti Nokan, it's just kind of thrown in, because the Rikas and Dam is not really Matir, the Oil of Kehanim. You could talk about being Matir to take away the Issa Me'ila, that you'll recall that Ariel brought up earlier yesterday, and in fact the Imam is going to talk about the Issa Me'ila on the bottom of the Amid. But typically when we're talking about the Matir, we're talking about Matir for Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach, because that's what the Pasuk says. Himayachal Yeyachal, the double Achilas. Now what about Oilas Hu'oif? Doma Matir is Psar LaMizbeach. Then since it's an Oila, it goes on the Mizbeach, the Basar. So once again, it's not a zrikas adam, it's more like a hazor, because there's only a drop of blood in these small little oifis, but its dam is also matir psar lamizbeach. What about the chatas oif? There, doma matir psar lakahanim. There, the heter is not for achilas mizbeach. Nothing goes on the mizbeach except for the two drops of blood, that original hazor and then amitsu hadam. Otherwise, nothing else goes on the mizbeach. However, the basar can be eaten by kahanim. Now, if you're wondering, so what's the chiddush? It's like, you know, all kabbalists. The Gemara to tell us that the big chiddush is, I would think that it's nevela. Why it's nevela? Because you don't go and do shechita, you do malika. Outside mizbeach, full, you wouldn't be allowed to go and eat it. It would be in the non-kosher section of the supermarket. Here, right, they have the kosher meat and the non-kosher. That's what it would be. The chiddush is, no, Torah says you can go, and not you can. The kohanim are supposed to eat it. That's part of their duties. And Parim Nisrafim, Zirim Nisrafim, Dama Matas Emireyan Li Karev. By Parim Nisrafim, Zirim Nisrafim, there is no Achilas Odom. And in fact, the 99% of the Parim Nisrafim, Zirim Nisrafim don't even have Achilas Mizbeach, because you take it out to the Beis HaDeshen. But what is the Damater? The Emorin, because the Emorin of the Parim Nisrafim, Zirim Nisrafim, that does go on the Mizbeach. It's not together with the rest of the Behemoth, just the Eimer and the Mizbeach, and the rest of the Basar, and the rest of the Evorim, and everything else, goes to the Beis HaDesh. Okay, now continuing on. Vaita in the Braisa, you'll see that although initially that sounds like the Lashon HaMishnah, but we're going to quickly have a different Lashon than the Girsan than HaMishnah, so this is the Braisa. Umoitze ani es ha-koimitz ves-alavoyne v'hak-toyres, u-minchas kehan, u-minchas koin Mashiach, u-minchas nesachem v'adam. This is how we started off the Mishnah yesterday, that for something to have a din, isser pigo, that if a person eats it, he gets kareis, it has to have a separate matir. And that's why we started off the Mishnah yesterday. Moitzanias hakoimitz, the kmitza that you put on the mizbeach, although the kmitza itself is itself a matir for the shiare mincha, but it doesn't have something that is matir, the kmitza. Since there's nothing that is matter the kmitza, if you went and ate from the kmitza. In other words, the kohen went and he put his three fingers in, he makes a kmitza, and he says, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to go and eat this karbin tomorrow, chutz lezmane. Oh, it's a din of pigle now. And in fact, if afterwards he finishes off the karbin the way you're supposed to, meaning he's going to continue on from that kmitza, he was mekablet, he's going to put it into the kli, he's going to be moilich the kli, he's going to be makta the kmitza on top of the mizbeach, and he's going to leave over a drop of kmitza on a teaspoonful, or maybe you have to have a kazayis, and he puts that aside. So now, the rest of the mincha has a din of pigel, because bishas, he did the kmitza, he said chutz lizmanay, and there was no other intervening machshava to undermine that, so it's pigel. But the kmitza itself, if he were to take some of that kmitza that he's putting on the mizbeach, and he were to eat it, there would be no din of pigel, because that kmitza does not have a separate matir, like we learned yesterday. And the same thing applies to Levoin. Levoin is also a matir for the Shiori Mincha. V'haktoiris, that the Kohen brings every day, twice, once, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. And Minchas Kehanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, both of those being Kula Kolu on the Mizbeach. So therefore there's no matir on those. So if a person were to go and eat from the Minchas Kehanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, it would not be a din of Kores. And now the Mishnah continued, Minchas, not the Mishnah, but the Braisa, Minchas Esochem. This is where the Mishnah and the Braisa diverge, because yesterday we didn't have the Gersa of Minchas Esochem. Rather, we started having a machloek, the Mishnah between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, the Gabi Nesochem, Haboyin Bifnei Atzman. That was the Loshana Mishnah, for those of you that want to just check back to see if we're talking truthfully. On the second line, you see, the first line we quoted just like the Braisa, Minchas Kehanim, Minchas Kehmashiach, Vahanesochem, here we don't have the Nesachim of Neatzman. We have what's called Minchas Nesachim, which is the same thing. However, it depends on whether you bring those Nesachim together with the carbon, or whether you're bringing it subsequent to the carbon. As you recall, we learned yesterday, it says in the Pasuk, Minchasim Neskem Kim Dubar, Shloish HaSon Apar, etc. So that Minchasim Neskem, Chazal Darshan tell you that you don't have to bring the Minchas Nesachim together with the carbon. You can bring it up to even 10 days later. Could be even the 10 days is just giving an example, maybe even 15 days later. But the point is, you can go and bring it post bringing the actual carbon itself. Which carbonists have nesachim? Typically, all oilois and all shlomim have nesachim, as well as two chatois. Which two chatois? The chatas nozer and the chatas mitzoyer. Anyway, but typically when you talk about nesachim, you're talking about the oilois and the shlom. So now, if instead of bringing it together with the carbon, he brings it the next day, that's Nesachim HaBoim Difnei Atzmon, says Reb Meir, there's no matir. Meaning, were you to bring it together with the behemoth at the time of the original carbon, then when you're doing the shechting of the carbon, not only is the shechting, the Zrikas Dam, not only is that going to be the matir for the basar, it's going to be matir for the mincha that accompanies that basar. Even though those minchas asachon, that mincha is not eaten, that mincha is like the other two, minchas kahana, minchas kemishiach, it's totally on the mizbeach. What's the matter to allow you to put that on the mizbeach? It was the shechita and the zrika sadam of the carbon that accompanies it. However, that's only if it accompanies it. When Abdin Sochem Bo Mifnei Atzman, you bring it 2 days later, oh, then there is no matir. There's no matir, says Ramey, that it's part of the list, that you do not, it's not, even if you call it pigle, but you don't get a din of kares where you to eat from it. You only get a din of kares if it's something that has a matir to it. In other words, that this is a nitar. However, if it's Nesachim, the atzin, says Ramey, there is no matir, so it's not a nitar, no din of pigle.
Why is there no matter if it comes 2 days after it was the...
Gemara assumes, Rashi uses an expression, that the mincha only gets the benefit of the carbon if it happens to be within a klishores at the time of the shechita and the kabbalah and the zrika sadam. So at the very same moment that you're being mat to the behema by doing those four avoidais, then the mincha which is in the klishores also, that heter penetrates and extends to the klisharis and to the mincha which is in it. However, if you only bring the mincha 2 days later, or 10 days later, or whenever, there's no carbon anymore, that b'shas maisa, you're shchiter and you're doing azrika sadam, so therefore, there's no way that the kedusha of the carbon can go and now emanate from the carbon and penetrate into klisharis, because it's already os carbon. The carbon was already eaten up. If it wasn't eaten up, it would be nicer. Presumably it was all eaten, so there's no carbon left for that kedusha to spread to the mincha, which is inside the klisharis.
Why are you talking about many days later? Do it this afternoon, because you put it in the klisharis. It's not going to be Pasubalina by nightfall.
You know what I'm saying, but you didn't put it in a
T-shirt.
So you're ready, it's not part of the according to
what
the
you're demand. Saying is correct. What you're saying is correct. The Morish is just giving the Mocher because that, or the next day, because that's standard.
Okay.
You're right. If it's at that time, you're 100% right. It doesn't even have to be the afternoon. Theoretically, you could say 10 minutes later.
Right.
You're 100% right. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah.
Just a small point, but only told Misachim, if someone is a Machshev Espigo on an Ola, and to pour the wine tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
So... does that affect the or Ashper Ashlamim? He's thinking. Well, I'm gonna pour the wine tomorrow. Does that affect the Busser of the Shlamim? Does the Machshavas Mefagelis affect on a parallel ritual affect the essence of the Shlamim?
You want to know whether the din of Achilas Mizbeach includes just Aymarin, or it also includes the Nisach Hamayim Vayayin on the Mizbeach.
Right, and if it'll attach the other way. We're saying is that the Matir of the Dam attaches to the Nisachim. Does the incorrect, the Hamachshavas Puzzle attach to the Busser? Does it go the other way? Baby, I'm not, it's the same question. What's your answer?
I'm not sure what the question
is. Someone has a thought, I'm not being mefagel the Busser of the Shlomim.
Right.
I want to be mefagel the Nesachim, mm-hmm. that's going to accompany this.
Right.
Does that, at the time of the Zrikas Adam on the Shlomim...
You want to know whether Achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach only means on the Busser of the Shlomim and the Aymer of the Shlomim, or can you have a Machshava that affects only the... accompany Mincha and say, for instance, whilst he's shechting, whilst he's doing the Zrikas Adam,
right.
that we're going to go and eat from that Mincha Miyat Hashem tomorrow, when you're not supposed to eat from the Mincha, you're supposed to go on the Mizbeach.
Right.
You want to know what that will be Mefagel Karton. So my recollection is we had that a few days ago, but I cannot put my finger on it.
Okay.
You would have to...
wait till after this year.
Okay, Mitch Shembli Nader will try to find that.
Where is the Nisach Amayim? Was only...
Only circus time, that's correct.
Yeah, but where was that accompanying...
Same kabbanis. The oil in the Shlomim had a Nisach Hayayin throughout the year, and on Sukkot, he also had a pouring of the Nisach Amayim.
Okay. And if you put it on your feet, they threw less rogue
mayor. That's correct.
Okay.
I would never do that.
Now, of course,
you would throw it.
And he wouldn't throw, even though he's a. I'm sure you were a good pitcher when you were a couple years younger. Anyway, maybe even today. But getting back to our Mishnah, the Brice actually. So the Brice is talking about the Minchas Asachim, and it's saying once again about the Minchas Asachim that it does not have a separate Matir. So the presumption is we're talking about that we're not bringing it at the same time with the Karban, we're bringing it a day or 2 days later, and that being the case, then everybody would agree that there is no separate Matir. When you bring it on the same day together with the Karban, I don't like to say same day because you're going to go and say, well, the afternoon. So if you bring it contemporaneously together with the Karban, that is already a machloikis in the Mishnah between Ramey and the Chacham. Chacham said, Afa boim ima behema. Even if you brought that Minchas Asachim together with the original carbon, the carbon is not the matir. Why is the carbon not the matir? Said the Chachamim in the Mishnah, said Rashi in the Mishnah. Because since I see that you could have brought these Nesachim Lamachar, how can you bring it on its own? Is the Charai that the Zevach is not matir it? So what is matir? It's matir itself. Once it's matir itself, then it has the same status like the Kemitza that's matir itself, and the Ktoiris, and the Levina, where there is no din of Kores and Pigel attaching to the matir itself. It's the Nitter that gets the din of the Kores, not the matir.
But in a way, it is a matir, because you can't bring the Nesachim before you bring the Korban.
Okay.
So until you do the Zrika on the Zevach,
mm-hmm.
you can't bring the Minchas Nesachim.
Okay, it's fine.
So is it work? It's not attaching in that immediate contemporaneous way that you're describing, but you can say, well, I'll have the shlomim tomorrow, I'll have the ola tomorrow, but I have the wine right now, I have the flour right now, I'll bring it today, and that will qualify, I'll preload my minchas nesachim for my zevach later on. So in a way it is a matir, because you can't reverse the sequence.
The minchas nesachim is something that you put on the mizbech. And the Minchas Asachim is not matter anything else. It's only matter itself. What means matter itself? the right to go and put on the Mizbeach is because since you designate it as a carbon, and especially if you designate it as an accessory to another carbon, but Rashi said it doesn't have to be, you can bring a Minchas HaSochem on its own.
Al Snedava,
exactly. So there is no separate matter because there's no Kmitza, and there's no anything else that you do with it other than putting it on the Mizbeach. Since there's nothing that's matter it, it's just matter itself, and then it falls into the same category as the Kmitza that you put on the Mizbeach, and the Levoina and the Ktoiris, which are all, they may be matirim for other things, but there's nothing that is matter it other than it itself. So that being the case, and same thing with Gabi Dam, every single Dam, by every single carbon, that's, if you will, the quintessential example of a matter. It's matter all of your Zvachim by doing the Zrikas Adam, but the Dam itself, there's nothing that's matter the Dam. So were a person to go and eat or drink from that Dam, although of course he would go and get Koreis, Bemezid, and Meshoy, you bring Karm Chattas for taking the Dam out. Dam, but not out, Pigel, because the Dam causes others to become Pigel, but it itself doesn't become Pigel in the sense of being Chayv, Oleha, Koreis. Reb Shimon Oymer, Mashlom Yichodim, Shiesh Poyal, Mizbeach, Hachitzen, Chayoven Olav, Avkosh, Shiesh Mizbeach, Hachitzen, Chayoven Olav, Mishon, Pigel, Yotze, Parm, Tzrof, Tzimun, Tzrof, Hol, Shein, Mizbeach, Hachitzen, Kishlomim, and Chayovun Ola Mishum Pigol. So Reb Shimon is the one that disagrees when it comes to the din of the Parim Hanisrafim and Seirim Hanisrafim.
But the Amurim go on there, so why is he saying there's nothing on the Mizbeach Chitzon? The Amurim, does he argue and say the...
No, he does not argue. Everybody agrees that
so there's Amurim. How can he say that if they don't go on the Mizbeach Chitzon?
Why does he say
that? Achaz Mizbeach.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. What does Rashi say over here? What did he say in the Mishnah? In the Lashon of the Mishnah, it was different. Reb Shimon Oymer Kol She'ein Al Mizbeach Achitzen Kishlamim, said Rashi, Kol She'ein Matan Domoy Al Mizbeach Achitzen Kishlamim.
Okay.
That's apparently the same Reb Shimon over here. Okay. Since you don't have Matan Domim on the Mizbeach Achitzen, I'm
going to Mishum Pidom.
Hey, Mishum Pidom.
Yeah. I'm sure I agree.
He also brings that. Okay, Neboshe Kibam Tidus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ches, She'ein Ches. Okay, fine. So therefore, Reb Shimon says no dinner pickle by parmesan. Fine. Continuing on, so now we're going back to earlier in the brisa. Apparently, this is where the brisa ends. The brisa began Tana Rabbanan where we started today. Which korban is kiyotze bishlamim? So Timur Bechor, and Timur could have given the example also of Meiser, that Bechor and Meiser, then Nechol and Lishne Yom Vulay Le'echot, Zok Timur, B'mai Osi, how do you want to include? In other words, ultimately the Gemara said, I learned all of these from the words Mepsar and Zavach and Kol Hashem Makdishim Li, the other pasuk that we brought Hashem, Hei Makdishim Li. But what was the Gemara's Havimit before we got to the Oy Ein Oy Meivi, right? The Brisa begins Tanur Ban, Oy Ein Oy Meivi. So Rashi already explained that that's the middle of the Brisa. Because prior to that, we wanted to learn it some way, and thought, oh, maybe not, even maybe Ella, etc. So what was the original Havimina? So we looked at Mayos. Even Memetzina, if we wanted to say, we have a Shlom, and we have a Bechor, and Shlom Mishne Yom V'lai Le'echot, and Bechor Mishne Yom V'lai Le'echot. Okay, so it makes sense to say that just by Shlom there's a dinner of Pigel, also by Bechor there's a dinner of Pigel. So to my ikol nefrach, I can ask a pircha. Mal shlom sheim to unen smicha unesachem to nufeschaz v'shoik. Shlom are very special. There's a din of smicha, which only applies to shlom. It doesn't apply, and also applies to oilois in shlom, but it doesn't apply universally to other kabbalas. So it certainly doesn't apply to bechor. It doesn't apply to maser. So it's smicha. There's also nesachem, like we've just been speaking about. This nufeschaz v'shoik. That's very, very unique to the Shlom and also to a Toida, that you take the Choz of Ishoik and you give it to the Kahanim, and before the Kahanim eat from it, they have to do a Tanufa of the Hainif, like it says in the Torah. That's why it calls Chazei HaTanufa Vishoik HaTruma, Asher Huza, Asher Huram. Asher Hunaf Vasher Huram, says the Torah. It has to be a Tanuf of the Chaz Rishak. Anyway, this is a din that only applies to Shlomo. It doesn't apply to a Bechor. So if you're learning from Mamatzinu, I have a tremendous pircha on this Mamatzinu. The Chor the Gemara could also have brought the Matan Arba, Shlom Ishtaim Shein Arba, in terms of the Zrikas, and Bechor is only
Matanachas.
Why am I mentioning this? Because I'm sure you all remember Rashi at the beginning of the Masecht on Dav Beis, Omer Aleph, was distinguishing between the Shlomim and the Bechor, and Rashi there said not only all these differences that we just listed, but also the Matan Arba. What are you referring to? Where is this? At the end of the Mishnah, when we're talking about Shaloi Lishma, the last man, the Omer, said also if you're going from Gvoya to Nomach. Mara said, well, Kachim, Kachim, Kudishim to Kachim Kalim, that's for Shaitzach, that's from Gvoya to Nomach. But what was the case of within Kachim Kalim itself? Said the Mishnah from a Shlomim Lemushal to a Bechor and Masa.
Right.
What was the difference? So the last Rashi in the Mishnah said, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomit, on Beis Amar Aleph, L'shem Nomach Mehen Psulim Legamri, Bechor and Masa Behem and Nemucha Mishlom. Why? L'sha Shlomim Teunin Matan Arba, Smicha, Unisachim, Tunuvas Chavaz Eshoik. So our Gemara now lists all of them, but leaves out the Matan Arba. Don't know why. Maybe because the Mishnah for the Gemara felt, well, I already have enough. So for that, you could have just said Smicha Nesachim. You'd have to move it up. Okay, a kasha for Masa.
The Bidyevet, a Shlomim is good with one, right? So it's a Bidyevet.
Okay, fine, good. Very well. So bottom line is, Gemara Ella, so I cannot learn it from a Mamatzina because we have all of these major differences between a Shlomim and a Bechor. Ella, how am I going to learn it? Im he'ochel ye'ochel. That we have now these two words, Eyachal Yeyachal. Now, the Rai is not yet because Achilas Mizbeach, Achilas Odom, which is the Taich, that's the definition of Eyachal Yeyachal, but it's rather based on a Klal Uprat Uklal. What's a Klal Uprat Uklal? I have the Heyachal and the Achila. Then I have, afterwards, the Pasuk says, Mibzar Zevach Shlomov, a particular Achila, Achila of the Shlomim. And then I have the second Klal of the Yeyachal. So I have two klolim and the prat following.
So klol, klol, and prat effectively.
In sequence. That's correct. Yes. And that's what's bothering the Gemara right now. Ella, may him may ochel ye ochel, that you have a klol, a prat, a klol, it's got to be ke'en a prat. And the Gemara feels that lechoira bechor is enough ke'en a prat, even though it doesn't have the smich and asaf al v'shoik. But they both have the shnei yom v'layla echad, so in that respect, it's ken a prat. But it's not really a klal prat or klal. Hani trei klali d'smicha adolininu. It's two klalim and then a prat, like Barry said, klal klal prat, not a klal prat or klal. Amar rova k'ni amri it b'mar rova, like they say in Eretz Yisrael, k'mok v'shat amoyt shnei klal smuchim zel azeh. And subsequent to that, you find a prat. Hatol prat b'neim adoin b'chal prat. Even though it's written klal klal prat, you can make from it a klal prat to klal. Don't be concerned. Don't be nervous. The reason why Rava says kidamri my Rava, if you remember, we had this Gemara earlier already in the beginning of Shavuos, I believe, and there the Gemara said that another mandiyomer said, apparently a mandiyomer from Bovel, that when you have two klalim and a prat, it loses the klal to prat, the limud of klal uprat to klal, but rather you go with a ribui miut veribui. Says Rava, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, even though it's two klalim and a prat, don't switch from klal uprat to klal to ribui miut veribui, leave it in the klal uprat to klal limud family. Good. What's the difference between the two? You'll ask Barry after the share, and he'll tell you. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Actually, marba the loik shemin shel matzoyah. Again, we're continuing from the same brisa. Being marba the loik shemin shel matzoyah. That what that there too there is a din of pigel. So for someone to go and eat or drink from that loik shemin shel matzoyah, guess what? He's chas v'sholem going to go and get karbis. It doesn't be amazing. Of course, the shogi will bring a karbin chatos. Zok Gemara. Who holds the loik shemin shel matzoyah? Pigel attaches to it. Hamani remeir he. That's remeir. The sign you have learned in the price, like Shemesh Mitzrayim Chayoven Olam Mishum Pigel Devrei Reb Meir. Now this is not just the price; this is really our Mishnah of yesterday. We talked about like Shemesh Mitzrayim. If you want to go back to the price, the Mishnah of yesterday, it started on the third line, Shemin like Shemesh Mitzrayim, onto the fourth line. Reb Shimon Oimer Ein Chayoven Mishum Pigel. Reb Meir Oimer Chayoven Olam Mishum Pigel. And why is it that the like Shemin after all the like Shemin? What is the matter? Dr. Meir, Shadam Ha'osham Matiroi. because the Dama Asham, when you're shechting the Asham, since at that time the loik, Echad Shashom, the Shemen is already in that loik, and that loik happens to be a Kli Shares, so at the time of the Shechita, the Kli Shares gets that the Kedusha and the Matir of the Shechita Sakarbin extends to and attaches to that Kli Shares in which you have the loik Shemen Shalom. And if you remember yesterday when we were learning it, we said that L'choyer, the two machloikesin are exactly the same. Which two machloikesin? The din of the minchas nesachim and the din of the loik echad shel shaman. Both of them you could bring simultaneously or contemporaneously with the major carbon. On the other hand, you can also bring it until 10 days later. Okay, so what did we have in our Mishnah? We had a machloikes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, and the Sefer between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. And Reb Shimon is really the nameless Chachamim that we have at the beginning. The Mishnah through the Chachamim and Reb Shimon are Hainu Hach. If you look at the bottom, Toises already says, near the Reb Shimon, the Hachu, who Rabban and Eliyahu, Gab and Asachim. It's the same. So, okay, so we know the names, but what was the Machlokes? The Machlokes was a Kuli Alma Moide, that if you have the Minchas Nesachim, Boim Bifnei Atzman, for example, 2 days later, or you have the loik shel shemen, the loik shemen of Mitzayra, again, 2 days later, since they did not come simultaneously, contemporaneously, with the original carbon, that they're their own matirim, since there is no outside matir, those would not have a din of pigle. So if you were to go and eat from that minchas asachim, which was brought from the Atzmai, or from the loik echad shel shemen, brought from the Atzmai, no din of pigle, because they are matirim for others, but nothing is matir them. Aha, okay. Oh, now the Chachamim say, not only if it's brought from the Atzmai, even if you bring it contemporaneously at the same time. So the Minchas HaSachim, you're bringing it at the same time that you bring your carbon shlamim, and or when you were talking about the loik shemen shel mitzayra, you were bringing it at the same time as your carbon asham mitzayra. Says Rameh, okay, since you're bringing it at the same time, the dam that is going to be matir in the case of the Nesachim, lemoshel v'shlamim, and in the case of loik shemeshel mitzayra, the dam of the Asham, which is going to be matir the Asham, they are going to not only matir the major carbon, also the accessory to the carbon, the minchas Nesachim, which comes at the same time as the shlamim, and the loik shemeshel mitzayra, which comes at the same time of the Asham. That's what Reb Meir says, that if they come together with the carbon, then there is a separate matir, the dam of the carbon that is to which you have attached your minchas asachim, like your oilo or your shlamim. And in the case of the loik shomim shomatzayra, it attaches to the asham. So the dam of those carbon is going to be matir, the accessory, the minchas asachim, as well as the loik shel mitzayra. That's how Reb Meir learned. The Chum say, since I see that if you bring it separately, it has its own Kedusha and doesn't require the heter of the Dama Oshim or the Dama Shlamim, therefore, say the Chum, even if you bring it contemporaneously, the Dam of the Oshim is Gvaldik to be matter itself. The Dam of the Shlamim is matter itself, meaning the Karm Shlam. But it has nothing to do with the loik shel metzayra and nothing to do with the minchas esachim, even though they're brought contemporaneously together with the carb. So that was a double machlekes. The truth of the matter is, l'chayda the Mishnah should have combined the two together as one. And it should have said, nesachim aboim lifnei atzman, or put that aside, minchas esachim and loik shel shaman, pligi ba, machlek between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, Reb Meir and the Chum. Then it depends. If it comes with the Yatzman, then Kuli Al Moida, that it is its own matter, there's no outside matter, no dinner pickle. Now when you have, if it's brought together with a carbon, you have machlek is then between Reb Meir and the Chum, or Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, since it's coming together with the carbon. Since Reb Meir, oh, so the matter of the carbon is matter this, and therefore there is a dinner pickle. Or the Chum say no, since you can bring it separately, and it doesn't have a separate matter. Even when you bring it together, it doesn't have that separate matter. Why didn't the Mishnah combine them together? Toises says, I don't know. See the last Toises, yeah. The kosher, the last few words of the bottom Toises. The Mishnah could have been much more succinct. Put together Mincha Sachet with the Loik Shel Shaman and say, I have a machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, or Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, because they're both the same identical machlokes. Everybody agrees if you bring it b'fnei atzmoi, then there's no din of pigal attaching to it. If it's brought together with the behemoth, together with the carbon, same machlokes. Very good.
Well, why, I'm a little bothered. When in the case of Lev Shem Shemitzorei, you do have zos toward the heichal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that kind of is like a bit of a matir, isn't it?
Guess what? That's going to be Rebbe on the bottom of the Yomid. Okay. Mitchum, we're going to get to it.
Which Tosfos we referring to?
The Tosfos is fine. Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. And yesterday's Mishnah.
Yes.
You can go back to it. So we will wait. It's okay. It won't take more than an hour for you to find it.
Yeah.
Mem Gimel Omer Aleph.
Yeah.
Final okay. line.
But you're looking at an Omer base. So look at the Omer Aleph.
That's the story.
See, the final Tosfos, it's a one-liner.
Yeah.
Near the Reb Shimon, the Hachu Rabban Eliyahu, Vikasha, and my Le'irev, why didn't the Mishnah put together the Loik Echad Shel Mitzayra together with the Minchas Sasachim, Shavayichat Taimu? It's the same Machloikis. When it's being brought separately, everybody agrees there's no other Matir. It's Matir itself, and therefore there's no dinner pigle were you to eat from it. If you bring it together with the essential carbon, the main carbon, then they have the same Machloikis. That the Rabbanim say, well, since if it was brought independently, it wouldn't have its own independent matir. It would be it itself. So even when you bring it together with the carbon, it's still considered to be separate and independent. Well, the Meir said, no, if you bring it with the carbon, it has the benefit of the matir of the Shechitas HaKarbon and the Zrikas Adam, the carbon, etc., etc. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So the Gemara says, we're up to Achanimar B'Lek Shem Shum Tai. So Gemara, Hamani Remeir. We're on Mem Dalin of Adalif, my good friend.
You say Mandani?
No, I didn't say Mandani. He's not our good friend. Well, we're talking about...
It's Mamzer Dani.
Don't even say his name.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I say Mamzer. He's not dead yet, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, okay, nothing happened. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says now about this Loik Shem Hashem. It's right, Hamani Remeir, Desanya, Loik Shem Hashem, it's right, Chayavan, Allah, Mishem, Pigol, Devrei, Reb, Meir. When you bring it together, not when you bring it separately, when you bring it together, Chayavan, Allah, Mishem, Pigol, why are you Chayav, Mishem, Pigol? Because of the Shechitas HaKarbon, which carbon? The carbon Asham, with which you are bringing together with it, the Loik Shem and Shel, Mitzayim. Okay, Devrei, Meir. That's Reb, Meir. Eim, Seifer, Umoitzi, Ani, Minchas, Nesachem, Hadam, that what? That there is no din of Pigol attaching to it. According to Meir, just like it attaches to the Loik Shem Hashem Mitzrayim, if you're bringing it at the same time as the Asham, so then also Pigal would attach a Minchas Hasachem, assuming that you're bringing it at the same time as the Karban, like the Oila or the Shlamim. So why does it say, Moitziani, that there is no Pigal by the Minchas Hasachem, Vadam? Why is that? L'chayasan Rabban, it goes according to Rabban, which is Reb Shimon, that argues with Reb Meir. And the Gemara is asking now, in the same brisa, in one sentence, so to speak, or at least in one breath, we're saying that the Loik Shem Hashem Mitzrayim, there is pigle, and Menachos Sof, there is no pigle. This is like Rameh, this is like Rabbanan. Oh, yoy, isn't that a stira? The easy answer, of course, Rabbi Isai, and Mitzrayim, we're going to get that answer in the Omid Beis, is that the Loik Shem Hashem Mitzrayim, when he says Chalim Shem Pigle, is talking about that he brought it together with the carbon. And so therefore the matir was the dam of the Asham. The case of the Moitzanim and Chansas Achim is talking about that was brought separately, not together with the carbon. Oh, that would be an easy answer.
But the dam doesn't work because you have the dam with Minchas Nesachim.
The theory that they're asking is about the Lake Shemin and Minchas Nesachim. The dam they just broke because it's the Lashon of the Braisa. The first wide lines of Minchas Nesachim and dam. The kasha is not from the dam. Dam is just a silent bystander, so to speak. The kash is that Loik Shem Hashem Mitzrayim, there is a Chiyah Pigol, and Minchas Hasachem, there is no Chiyah Pigol. This is Rameh, this is Rabbanan. This sign, like we have in the Braisa, Niske Behema, Minchas Hasachem, Chayav and Aleim Mishem Pigol. Why? Nishdam Hazevach Matirim Likarev Div Rameh. That's Rameh that says that if you bring them together with the Zevach, just like you are matir the Zevach through the Zrika Saddam, you're also matir the Minchas Hasachem through the Zrika Saddam. Omer Lois, they respond to the mayor, Vale Oda, maybe Zvachem Hayoim Unasachem, Mikana Dasari Yomim. You see that the two are independent of each other. Why? Because the Minchas Hasachem you can bring 10 days later. At that time, long forgotten the carbon. So what's the matter of that Minchas Hasachem? It's matter itself. You don't need a separate matter. And therefore, the Omer Lois, which is the Chum of our Mishnah, which is Reb Shimon, say, just like 10 days later you mask him that it didn't have a separate matir, and it was matir itself, and therefore there's no din of pigle attaching to it, no din of kareth. Even if you bring it simultaneously, it's still independent and it's not dependent on the damasha. Homelensi responded, "They don't scream at me about what happens 10 days later. There, I agree with you that their pigle would not attach because it doesn't have a separate matter. Mm-hmm. I'm only talking about bringing it simultaneously, contemporaneously together with the carbon. Oh, then you have the matter of the zevach, the dama zevach for the oshim itself." So therefore, that will also attach to the loig shel shamin, and the same thing the gavim minchas asachim, the same thing. So I see very clearly that I have a machlokes here between Reb Meir and the Chacham. Not sure why the Gemara had to bring the brisa to tell us that. You already saw that in the Mishnah that there's a machlokes. Maybe because it spells it out a little bit more. So bottom line is, how can the brisa now, in one statement, say that when it comes to the loig shel shamin tzayra, there is a din of pigel? When it comes to Minchas Sachem, there's no din of pigel. I mean, either you hold like a mayor that there is, or you hold like a chum that there isn't. But how do we switch terms and switch mandi amrim in mid-breath? Amrav Yosef, ha-mani rabihi. There's a third mandi amrim that we have not mentioned until now. A brand new mandi amrim rabbi. Oh, what does rabbi say? The amar, like shemesh l'metzayra, matanoisav shorulei. The matonis, what are the matonis? That are the seven hazois that you do of the loig shemesh l'metzayra. Now these are not done inside the hechel, they're done towards the hechel. You're standing in the azara and you go and spritz seven times in that direction. So those matonis, they are the ones that are matir the loig shemesh l'metzayra. That's what Rebbe says in the Brice, as we'll see it in a moment. Rav Yosef now adds to that. Umid matonis of shorulei, matonis of mefaglilei. That certainly makes sense, because it's always katzoes kashikar katzoes puzzle that you have to have the four avoidais. So the four avoidais which combine together to be the matter for a carbon. So those the four avoidais are also ones that are mafagal the carbon. So if you're telling me that the matter of the shemen shul metzayra are the matonis that you go and do the hazois seven times, so if whilst you're doing those seven hazois you have a machshava of chutzlis manoi, it makes it pigel. So that is, says Rav Yosef, that is Rebbe, but we don't have a similar concept by the Nisach HaYayin. Nisach HaYayin, you just pour it out on the Mizbeach, into the Sheetan. There is no special din of Matonai, so to speak. So there's nothing that's matter it other than it itself. So there's no occasion for the pickle. The Sanya, like we have in the Brice, and now we're going to, we so far said this is Rebbe that holds that way. Who is this Rebbe? The Sanya lives in the Brice, like Shemeshel, Metzoira, Me'alin, Boy, Achi, Yizroik, Hadam. Nizrek Adam, Loi Nehenen, Loi Mei Alin. This first mandiyamar is obviously the mayor. That a mayor says that the Loi Shemen is tied with, connected with an umbilical cord to the carbon asham. So the Loi Shemen Shemetzayra, Mei Alin Boy, there is a din of Me'ila. In other words, it's considered to be Kodesh. Ach Yizrek Adam, until the Zrikas Adam of the carbon asham that accompanies it. Nizrek Adam, once this is Zrikas Adam, then just like the rest of the carbon becomes no longer Kodesh, it becomes, that doesn't become Chulin, but there's no longer din of Me'ila. No din of Me'ila anymore. Ach Yizrek Adam, Nizrek Adam, Loi Nehenen V'Loi Me'alin. Loi Nehenen, says Rashi, means Midraban. But Minatoira, there's no longer din of Me'ila because now it happens to be kosher, so to speak. No, the Me'ila has already been eliminated by the Zrika Sadam. Oh, so that's like Rameh that says that you always look at the Loik Shemen when you bring it together with the carbon, that the carbon is the matter, so the heter of the Loik Shemen is no more Me'ila. Rabbi Oimer, that's why we brought this price of Rabbi, Me'alin Achita Mata Noisa. The Zrika Saddam doesn't do the trick. You gotta wait until the matonis. What are those matonis? Those are the seven times that you do the hazois towards the basically towards the Yehechel. Oh, those seven spritzings doesn't the matona. And until that point, even though the carbon has already been geshocht and you already had the Zrika Saddam, that didn't do the trick. Not like Rameh. Rebbe says, you know what you do to remove the Isser Me'ila, you gotta wait until those matonis. When you have those matanas, no longer Me'ila. Vishavan, both of them agree, meaning both the Tanakama, Rameh, and Rebbe, she'osa b'achila, you cannot eat from the loik shemesh l'metzayra, ad she'itin matan sheva, which is the matanas that we spoke about until now, the matan sheva, as well as the matan b'hoinois, which is on the oizen, and then the Bahoinus, meaning the Boyan Yad Yamunis of Boyan regular Yamunis, when that is finally over, then you can go and start eating from the remainder of the Leik Shemin Shel Mitzayr. This, says Rashi, is a Din Derabanan, not Min HaTayr. Because Min HaTayr, once you did the Matonis of the seven, that's already enough. You don't need to wait to be the Highness. If you look at the Rashi's last two lines of Rashi, Rabbi Yoimim Yalabaya Chiyitain, the Matonis. What are the Matonis? That's the Sheva Azoy Shel Gevoya. That's the tzedek of the mitzayir to put it on the oizen and on the bainos. Rabbi Abad doesn't disagree with that. It's those seven matones are the sheva zois. However, shoven, everybody agrees. I feel in nasa matones kavoya. Osur midrabanan achiiten af matan bainos. To be able to go and now eat from that loy shemen, you got to do at the very least not only the seven but also the drabon and the bahinites, which means the oizen and the tumaks. Very good. Okay. So, what have we now done? We've accomplished that we found a braisa that says that the matir for the Lake Shemesh Matzaira, if you remember, Gary said this about 10 minutes ago, it wasn't the dam of the carbon that accompanies it, that's the carbon asham, but rather it's the matonis that you sprinkle it. That itself, it's matir itself. Okay. Very nice, very beautiful.
Well,
Matah
is a
Shirayim.
The Nitar is a
Shirayim. Yeah, that's right. It's
Matah
the Shirayim of the
Loi Shem.
The remnant, exactly. So it's not the seven Azois. Of course, those are going to remain wherever they remain. If they touch the... I'm sorry, don't get upset. I apologize. He did it in the Azora towards that. Presumably all those drops fell onto the ground. Eventually they were swept away or
washed away.
Flowed away, washed away into the Amma, right? 100%. Gibali. But the Shirayim of the Leik Shemen will be of the Hefter based on those seven Hazais. When can I start eating? I can't start eating immediately. You've got to wait until after the behindness as well. Okay, very good. What Rabbi Yosef did was now he extended it one step further. And he said, since the seven Hazais are those that are the Matirim, what happens if during those seven Hazais the Kohen calls out, Rabbi Sai, I'm doing the seven Hazais now, take a look. And we're hoping to eat this Leik Shemen tomorrow because tomorrow is going to be a big Kiddush. I'm sorry, everything okay? Oh, that's Brother Shai. Yeah. Okay, that was the echo. Have a wonderful day, Brother Shai. Okay, so what's on Gehalten? Yeah, then we're going to go and eat this Leik Shemen tomorrow at Kiddush. We're going to make a big Kiddush, and we're going to eat from that Leik Shemen. Oh, I got a problem because that's already Chutz Lizmanai. It's Mashavis Pigel, says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi holds it just like those seven Hazois. Is the time that I'm after, they're also the time to come in Mefagel the car. However, as you'll see in the Gemara, not everybody was tefreed. Amru kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah, they said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, this shtikel Torah of Rav Yosef, oh my God, Rabbi Rav Yosef, leimikya milza, such a great goyin and tzaddik and kodesh, Rav Yosef, who knows kol ha-Torah kula. After all, he is the Mori Chitya. He's the one that is the Sinai. He knows everything. He should go and say something like that. Hari loy, kabob of neyatzmoy. What happens if the loy came on its own? The matonis are the ones that are matir, meaning according to what we just learned, Aliba de Rebbe. However, but those matonis don't cause pigle. How do I know this? Why? That's what Mele Shitase that we always have in the Mishnah and the Brisa that we've quoted already 3, 4, 5 times. The Rameya says that a Loik Shemen that comes together with the carbon has an outside matir. What is the outside matir? The major carbon asham to which the Loik Shemen is attached. When you do the Zrikas Adam on that dam, not only is it going to go and be matir the carbon asham, but it's also going to be matir the Loik Shemen Shematzai. Okay, the Rameya. Only Rameya. But the other maybe ashamay achshav. Don't you know you can go and bring that Loik Shemen even a few days later? And therefore, it's obviously it's not the dam that's going to attach to it now because it's already days later. I was only talking about if it's brought together with the Ashen. If it's not doing together, avada, there's no din of pickle. Only if it's brought together with the Ashen. But the question is, why are you saying that? Didn't you just have Rav Yosef that said, according to Rebbe, there's another opportunity of having a matir? It's not only when you bring it together with the Asham that the Asham is matir. Even if you don't bring it with the Asham, even if you bring it days later, it's matter itself by doing that first seven hazois. No. Inside the azara, and the drops fell onto the ground. Yeah. That's the matter. So why is he saying, maybe and there is no din of pigle, right? The price begins, because the dam is matter. They said, no, there's no din of pigle, because you can go and bring the loy separately, and therefore there's no din of pigle. Now the Gemara said on the top line, everybody agrees, maximum, you have the benefit of the matonis, like Rebbe learned. But we never have that, the din of pigle, except according to Rameyam and the Masam and the Dam. But other than that, Omruloi, everybody, Kuli Alma Moida, that you can have a heter, but through the matonis, but nobody talks about that causes pigle. Quite to the contrary, Omruloi Rameyam, they said, no din of pigle, because you bring it separately. Why didn't they say, like we said in the Yom Ha'alav, according to Rabbi Yosef, that what? That in a few days from now, you could have a din of pigle, when at the time of the matonis and a matir, just like the matonis and matir, the shirayim, then the can be mefagel the shirayim by having in mind of chutzas mana. And therefore, says that man the amr elam Rabbi Yirmiya, we do not follow Rabbi Yosef, la oilam remei. Going back to the original brisa, where we asked, isn't it a stira? Because when it comes to the legachet shel shomen, we're saying about that there is a din of pigle. And then we talk about the minchas esachim, we said that there is no din of pigle. This is a meir, that's the rabbanan. Ay, ay, ay. Says Rabbi Yirmiya, sam mikan esachim. Just take out the minchas esachim. It's only two words. Take out those two words, because in fact, that brisa only addresses legachet shel shomen, not minchas esachim. That's a very easy answer. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, lo'olam noitis me. Don't take it out. And then we're going to give the teretz that we gave at the outset, and that is that everything can go according to L'moshul L'Rabbanan, and it all depends on when you're bringing the carbon. Are you bringing it together or are you bringing it separately? V'tana, lo'i kabah.
Lo'tasmi.
No, I understand. Just looking at Rashi, if he stelled it to Rame, to Rabbanan. Okay, anyway. Lo'i lam. That was Rameh. That's Rabbi Yirmiya. Omer Abaye, Le'olam loitis me. Don't go and erase it. Betana, loig haba ima asham, v'u adin l'sachem abayim ima zevach. When we said at the outset that there is a din of pigle, by loig haba ima asham, we're talking about not only that loig, but the same thing with gabin l'sachem, that come simultaneously and contemporaneously with the zevach. Both of them have the same din, according to the mayor, that if you bring the loig with the asham, what is the matter of that loik? It's the dam ha'asham. Same thing, nesachim aboyim ha'mazevach. If that zevach is an oil or a shlomim, when you're doing minchas nesachim, the hazois and the zrikas, the dam of that zevach, will also be matter, that will be the matter for the minchas nesachim.
And the mefagel as well.
As well as the mefagel. And then the brisa continues on. That since they're on their own, there is no din of pigle, because we do not, this is not going according to Rebbe, this is going to Remeir and the Chachamim, that if you're bringing it on its own, there's no din of pigle. The only machlokes between Remeir and the Rabban is if you're bringing it together with the Zevach. But if you're bringing it 3 days later, 10 days later, then everybody agrees, Sai, the Leg Shel Shemen, and Sai, Nesachim, they do not have a din of pigle. So there is no stira. In the Reisha, when we said that the Leg Shemen Shol Metzoyda has a din of pigle, it's talking about when it was brought with the Ashen. And by the way, parenthetically, the same thing would apply to Minchas Hasachem that comes together with the original Zevah. And the Sefer, when we say the Minchas Hasachem, there's no din of pigle, it's talking about when it came on its own. And by the way, the same thing applies to the Leg Shel Shomen if it came on its own. Of course, it's a bit of a doichik pshat, because the Gemara often asks on that type of teretz, well, why did we have to go from loik of Ashen and then switch gears to go and talk about the Minchas Hasachem? Idi v'idi, why don't we go and say, leave it in the same parsha of the Leg Shel Shomen, that it depends.
Yeah,
but together with the other one, it's different. Yeah, so it's a bit of a shvera teretz, but the Gemara felt we have no other break. Okay, now we're going to continue on with Vaita elucidating the previous brisa to go and tell us the other kabbonis that we have mentioned. What's the makar that there's a din of the matir mit the pigle, as we'll see. So tomorrow we had in the Mishnah, we had the brisa, chatzas oif, doma matir es psor le kahan. The gab the chatzas oif, the dam is matir, that the basar of the chatzas oif can be eaten by the kahan. talking about Menani Mili. So now the Menani Mili is not only talking about the fact that it's eaten, but also that it goes to the Kahanim. And since we're going to talk about Matanis, which are going to the Kahanim, from here till virtually the end of the Amud, we're going to focus on some of the Matnois Kahuna that we give to the Kahanim, which are not explicitly listed in the Parsha, but we learn from Drushes from Chazal. Where do you have the major Parsha of the Matnois Kahanim?
Korach.
In the Parsha's Korach. Why in Parsha's Korach? Because Korach, as you know, fought with Aharon.
Right.
Eventually he lost, as we know. And then the Pasuk tells us what are the blessings and what are the schar of the Kahanim. The Kahanim, as you know, did not normally have regular jobs, but their job was to assist in the Mishkan and later on the Beis Hamikdash, etc. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because then I'm giving you Chav Dalet Matnois Kahuna, the most famous perhaps being the Truma that they get, but of course, you have many other Matanis, like the Chos V'Shoik by the Shlomim, and all the other things which are mentioned, including in our Gemara. Menani Mili Datani Levi, how do I know that the Loik Shel Shomen, number one, the remnants, as you said before, the remainder, mm-hmm. go to the that they're eaten, and that they're eaten by Kehan. The Tanya Levi, it's written in the Braisa, Kol Karbonam. The Rabbi is like Shem and Shel Mitzrayim. Now, where does it say Kol Karbonam? So this is the Pasuk that the Gemara is now going to quote extensively. It's number one, or Aleph and Torah HaShalim. Zeyi Lecham Mikodesh HaKadoshim in HaEish. The following you're going to get from the fire, Kol Karbonam, Kol Minchasam, Kol Chatasam, the Gemara, says Rashi, is bothered by the multiple cults you have over here. Kol karbanim, kol minchasim, kol chatasim, kol hashem. We know that the regular karban mincha, that a karban chatas, a karban asham are all eaten by the kahanim. We know that it belongs to them. What is this extra kol, as well as what is the kol karbanim? So Gemara now explains them all. The Tanilet, kol karbanim. The Rabbi is loik shem and shalom mitzayim. Now, on the surface, that's a little bit difficult, because korbanim, a korban sounds like something that you're makriv on the mizbeach. Like Shem and Shel Metzayir has nothing to do with the mizbeach. Like Shem and Shel Metzayir, you do seven times towards the heichel, and then you put on the behinus, etc. Whatever's left in the hand, you put on his head, and whatever's left in the jug, in the loy, you go and give to the kanim. What is this called korbanim? So Rashi is bothered by that, and Rashi says, since it says in the pasuk, a loshen of yakriv, where's the loshen of yakriv? Rashi brings it. You see, Rashi, the rabbi's loik shemen, almost halfway down. She'af hu ne'achal, she'ari kori korban, where's it called korban, d'chsiv, v'hikriv oisai li'asham, v'yes loik ha'shamen. Oh, it says the lashon v'hikriv, v'yes loik ha'shamen. Al hu nami b'chlal v'hikriv, v'hainu korban. Oh, so the word v'hikriv is going on the asham and the loik ha'shamen together. So, even though traditionally we wouldn't think of it as a korban, but the Torah refers to it as a korban, so the kol kabanim comes to be marve the loig shemen shel metzayda, that this is eaten by the kahanim. So good night. In a minute, eish kasev rachmana. Right before that, in the same pasuk, says zeh l'chal kodesh kadoshim min ha'eish kol kabanim. Obviously, the loig shemen shel metzayda has nothing to do with the fire. So I would have thought that this is excluded. V'hai lav moisim an eishu. It's not min ha'eish. Kamash alon. That's why you have to have the special pasuk kol kabanim to be. To include, to be koil also the din of lekshem and toira, it goes to the khan. And then the pasuk continues on, lechol minchasim, lerabois, minchas oimim, minchas aknois. Those are also eaten by the khan. What's the chiddush? So, where does it say that pasuk? That's already another pasuk towards the end of Sefer Shemois. There it talks about the inauguration of the Mishkan, and what the kahanim will do, and what they won't do, what they'll eat, and what they won't. They said in the pasuk, "Ochlu oisam asher kupar behem lemale es yodam lekadesh oisam." Oh, we're talking about being mekadesh the kahanim to their avoida. That's going to happen first in the 7 days of installation, the shevus yimei meluim, but in particular on that Rosh Chodesh Nissan. These are the kavanas that are going to be brought for achlu oisem, and the kahanim are going to eat from them as shekuper b'hem, because it's a kapara which attaches to it. The male yonim, that will give them the milu yadayim, that means that will install them the kadosh oisem to be full fledged kahanim in the base of mikdash or in the mishkan. He's talking to Gemara. I would have thought only those types of kavanas that have a kapara attached to it. I mean, so oimer is not a kapara; it's lahatir. That means that's the heter for the chodesh, that from now on I'll be able to eat from the new tvul. Asya. Umin Cheskenoi says Levar Oven Kasya. Go and see whether she's telling the truth or not when she said that she was behind closed doors and
nothing happened.
And or that she was saying Tilim and she was learning Tzener Ena together with this Surah. He was giving her Shiurim in Tzener Ena, etc. Or maybe Chasisholim Masa Mashula Yer Yosu Asisi Madi. I don't know. Kamashulam, that's what the Minchas Kanois comes to do, Levar Ovoid. So maybe it's not for Kapara. Therefore, maybe the Kanam don't eat from it. Kamashulam, Chol Kabonam, these, not Chobon, Chol Minchasim to include these two Menachas as well. Ulachol Chatos, what do you mean the Chol? I know that the Chatos goes to the Koinus Kodesh Kadosh. Rabbis Chatos are Oif. So what's the Chidish? Okay, right, Chamina Neveli. Between the says, not only the Koin can't eat it, a Yisrael can't eat it because of Nevela, because he did it through Malika, not through Shechita. Kamashulam. They can eat it. L'chol Hashamam l'rabbis, Hashem knows him, Hashem mitzayr. We normally think of this Hashem as like Hashem me'ilois and Hashem gzeilois. But not Hashem knows Hashem mitzayr. Those others, like Hashem me'ilois, Hashem gzeilois, that's a form of kapara. So to Yomara, but Hashem knows him, Hashem mitzayr, that's part of the ritual, part of the ceremony, to bring the nozer back to Heter B'yayin, and the Hashem mitzayr, the mitzayr should be able to come back into the machana. So both of them are for purposes of heksher, not for purposes of kapara. Kamash malon, that even though they're not necessarily for kapara, they're the hatir, the heksher. Good. Also, it goes to the kai. Hashem mitzayir behediksim bay. There, I don't need a special lima. The pasuk says that the Hashem mitzayir goes to the kai, and I don't need the chol ashamam to include it. So to my rambis, Hashem knows it ki Hashem mitzayir. That when the lashon of this price is said, the chol chatos and the rabbis. Not chatosim. The Hashomam, the rabbis, Hashem knows Hashem mitzayir. He meant to say Hashem knows it. Yeah, Hashem mitzayir. Because Hashem mitzayir taka says befeidish in the Torah that it goes to the kehanim, and now the Hashem knows it doesn't say. So it should have the same din like the Hashem mitzayir. That even though it's not lechaper, but it's lehatir, also goes to the kehanim. And the pasuk continues on after these all lechol lechol lechol. Then it says Hashem yeshivali. What's Hashem yeshivali? Ze gezel hager. What means gezel hager? Anytime a person has a shalom steals, and then afterwards the victim of the theft said, "Hey, you stole from me," and that person makes a full tshuva and says, "I my nishba that I did not steal from you," and then afterwards it comes to say, "Shemay tshuva," and he starts getting pangs of guilt, and he says to the victim, "I am moidu misvada, I lied to you." The halach is not only does he have to return the original keren, but he has to add a choymish and he has to bring a korban asham. What happens if the victim unfortunately has already died, already passed away? Then you go and give it to the Yorshim. What happens if the person that passed away, the victim was a ger, and he has no Yorshim? He was not married, or even he was married, but he didn't have any kids. And therefore, there is no Yorshim. What do? Halacha is, then you give that to the Kahanim, you give the money that you would have given back to the victim, you go and give it to the Kahan.
Jewish children, we had kosher children.
Yeah, those are done. That's not considered to be Zerah, but Tomah Jewish. Exactly right. So now the Lashon of the Pasuk is Asher Yeshivuli. So what does it have to do with Gezel Ager? So Rashi says, because the Pasuk that talks about Gezel Ager, it says, Hashem Hamushav Lashem Lakoi. So it uses the expression Hamushav. Here it goes to Asher Yeshivu. To come tell you, it goes to the Koi. So here's again. Now the end of the pasuk finishes off, and it says, "Ashivi shivi kodesh kadoshim lecha hu ulavenecha." It's yours, lecha. Why does the pasuk stress that lecha to go and tell you lecha? Yeah, after the kodesh boys isha. Then once the kohen gets the gezel hager, he gets this money. He can use that even for regular chulin purposes. I might have thought maybe you have to go and buy a carbon with this, or maybe to buy food and eat it, but you can't eat chulin nazar, but bring a carbon, whatever. No, it's regular chulin money, you can use it even the Mekadosh Boyas Isha. The Mefarshim say that it's only going to Gezel Ger, it's not going on the previous. When you go and get the Hashem Nozer, Hashem Mitzayir, the Kohen can't say, okay, I'm going to be Mekadosh Isha with that. No, that's strictly for Achila purposes by the Kohen, not to use for Mekadosh Isha. Okay. Talk to more about it. Tanya Rabluza Oy Mishim Rabbi Yoyisi Haglili. Pigu Dabu Janas Bechutz, Pigu Dabu Janas Bechnim. Loy Pigu. Keitza. Now, Reb Lozer is a Yovia Kosta Shvishi V'Achriya Bene. What do I mean? Back in our Mishnah, we said, according to the Tanakhama, that just like you have an all other Karbonos, you have the Din of Pigel, that the Pigel also applies to the Parma Nisrafen, the Sirma Nisrafen. What would it attach to? After all the Basar is taking the base of Deshen. So you might have said, on the Aymer, because the Aymer didn't go on the Mizbeah.
Yes.
Reb Shimon said, no such thing. No. If you're talking about Parma Nisrafen, the Sirma Nisrafen, not because it's Dam. He says that, since it's not doimet to shlamim, the shlamim is fixated on the Mizbeach Achitzai. Therefore, so you pointed out, yeah, but he holds it, but Eimon and Mechon, she added the word Dam. Like Rashi said, that she ain't Matan Dome on Mizbeach Achitzai Gishlam. So Reb Shimon says, when it comes upon Nisrafim, see Nisrafim, no din of pickle. Said any time when the Kohen HaMashiach or the Kohen Gadol, whoever is bringing these Kabbanas, if he has Machshavos or Diburim of Chutzlis Manai, they're all worthless. It has to be by your normal, regular carbon and not a carbon that goes Lifnim inside the Hechel. Now, Reb Lozer, Reb Yosef Shimon Reish Eglili makes a compromise. What means a compromise? Certain aspects of the avoid of the Parma Nisrafim, Sir Nisrafim says, there is an attachment of pickle, and certain aspects of the void, there is no attachment of pickle. It's got to be that both the original act, the four avoidas, were a chutz, and he had a machshava of chutz. However, if it was an avoid that was bachutz, and he had a machshava of bifnim, or if he was bifnim, and he had a machshava of bachutz, no, then a pickle. What do you mean? When machshava of chutz? Simon explains it very nicely in great detail. If when he was mafagel, it had to do with something which was bachutz, pigel becomes pigel. Whatever nasa b'fnim, loy pigel. Okay, so give me example. How you oimen bachutz, the omar. So now let's remember, when you're talking about sirim and esrafim, parim and esrafim, what was the first avoida, like all kabbalas?
Shchita.
Where did the shchita take
only
place?
In the Azara.
In the Azara. Where did the kabbalas adam take place?
In the Azara.
In the Azara. What happens now? The Hoylocha. The Hoylocha, of course, bridges between the Azara and the Hechel. And then there's Rikor, the Hazor Saddam. Where did that take place?
Bifnim,
Bifnim. Exactly. Bifnim, Bifnim, Bifnim. So the initial Avoidus are Bachutz in the Azara. The later ones, the Hazois, are Bifnim. Jokt Yetz, Reb Luzer Meshimer Jayshe Glili. Ketzen. Hayoim Bachutz. Bachutz means he's shechting now. V'amahareni Shoichet. The same thing would apply to the Mekabel Dam. I'm shechting now the Hazois. Midomai lemachar. Now, where do you do the hazor of the dam?
Bifnim.
Loi pigel. Why not? Shemachot machshava bachutz. Bedovran anasa bifnim. No din of pigel. Good. What happens the other way? Ho you oimid bifnim. He's inside the bifnim. In other words, the shechita already took place outside. He's now inside. But omar hareini maza al menas lahakter emurim velishbay shirayim lemachar. Now, where are you, Makter Imurim? Where are you, Shaifach Shirayim? Bachutz. He's standing Mefnim. Loi Pigel. Shemachshava Bifnim. But no Verhanasa Bachutz. No Dinah Pigel. So, where is there a Dinah Pigel? Abba Yoimit Bachutz. During the Shechita time. The Amarin Shaykhit. Lishbach Shirayim Lamachar. Oy Lahakta Imurim Lamachar. Pigel. Oh, there is a Dinah Pigel after all. It's, of course, not like Reb Shimon. Here there is a din. Why is it pigel? She machshava b'chutz. He had machshava b'chutz in the Azara when he was doing the shechita. B'davar nasa b'chutz on the shvicha shirayim and haktoras emun, which is also done b'chutz on the mizbeach achitza. Chutz and chutz work together just like the shlamim. That's a very nice. And that's the yoveh kotzva shlishi. That's a bit of a compromise because according to Rabbanan, there is pigel by everything involving sirin esraf and parim esraf. According to Reb Shimon, Sinish Don Gansinish Kapigel, at all. Reb Shimon would say, really, it depends. Bachutz chutz, yeah, it's like a shlam. Chutz penim, or penim chutz. No. Om Reb Shimon Lady Micro, I'm going to bring you a raya from a pasuk to Reb Lozer Mishim Reb Yosef Eglili. Micro, it's in the Bata Kashi Yuram, Yishor Zevach HaShlam. Now, where is this Kashi Yuram? Look at number three. Kashi Yuram, Yishor Zevach HaShlam, Miktir Makoyin, Al Mizbachu Oyla. So now this is a pasuk that appears, surprisingly, by the chatas of the Kohen Mashiach, the par Kohen Mashiach. It says by the par Kohen Mashiach, you know what aimurim you should go and bring. You take the same aimurim, just like those that are said by the shlamim, and put them on the mizbeach. Now this is a gewaldige chiddush. Why is it a tremendous chiddush? Because if you look up the par Kohen Mashiach, which we looked up last week, the various aimurim that you put on the mizbeach are all spelled out. The Yeseris HaKovid, V'shtei HaKloyitz, V'chele Asher Aleim, Asher Alek Solim, V'yasekev V'lekev, V'chele Kev, all of that is spelled out in great detail. And then it says, just like by the shores of V'chashlamim, do the same thing, Miktir HaMakoy. What do I need that for? I know that we already enumerated every one of the Eimurim. Zok Timar, V'chima L'man Mishores of V'chashlamim, to the din of the Parak in Mashiach. Yeah. El L'makish Parak in Mashiach, L'shores of V'chashlamim, Mashores of V'chashlamim, Machi Yumasov, it's got to be both the mass that he's actually doing, like the Shechita and like the Kabbalah Saddam, which are done, Mizbech HaChitzni means inside the Azara. Mm-hmm. And the Machshava has to be on something that's going to happen in the Azara, meaning by the Zevach HaShlamim, that we're going to go and put the Emurim on the Mizbeach, and we're going to go and eat the Shlamim inside the Azara, because it's Yavor, you can eat inside Yerushalayim. But the point is that both the Mas and Machshavos focus on the Mizbeach HaChitzni, a Parkoid Mashiach, actually Machshavos, and the Mas and the Mizbeach HaChitzni. And therefore, when by the Parkoid Mashiach, if during the Shechita, which is taking place, Pachitzayin, that's the Ma'asa, and if his Machshava is on the Shvicha Shiraim, or the Akhtoris Eimurim Lemachar, on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, Chitzayin, Chitzayin work together, and that causes it to become
the Fagel the Korban.
The Fagel the Korban. If he had a mind from Chitzayin on Pinim, or Pinim on Chutz, Gunish Mekush. Amram Nachman Abavu, Amar Rav, what's the halacha? Allah, Gir Bluz, Misham, Rab Yoisi. Before Rabbi Yosi Glili, okay, before Baglili, you see there was a Vav Metates, those are saying take out the Glili because it's Rabbi Yosi and Chalafta, not Rabbi Yosi Glili. Okay, anyway. Omer Rabba, Hilchas L'Mashicha, unfortunately today, says Rabba, and Alachas Kam V'Kama, almost 2,000 years later, 1600 years later, whatever it is, since the time of Rabba until today, unfortunately, we don't have this issue of Pigel with the Mizbeach HaPanim and the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, but Tzir Menes Rav, and part of the why are you paskening Allah? Kodshim is another name for our Masechta. We shouldn't even learn it, because all Hilchos HaMashicha. In fact, we should have at the end of Nezikin and Noshim and Nezikin, we should have gone and made the go straight to Taharis, and then right after that, we should have gone and made a Siyam HaShas in Madison Square Garden or wherever they make it these days, and therefore, or you have the giant stadium or whoever, or the Met Stadium, Ichweis. Anyway, the bottom line is, Freit and the Imara, why do we even bother learning it? Hey, you're saying Hilchos HaMashicha. Ella, we have a Kabbalah, Josh Mekabal Schar. The Baishlam gave us this Torah. We learn it, and Mekabal Schar for learning it. And as you know, in the Kabbalah itself, whoever learns it is Ki'ilu, as if he brought the Kabbalah. So that's why he asked, and that's why he said the Halacha. Hochanami, when he said, this Halacha we pass like Rablazim, Mishim Rabbi Oisi, Josh Mekabal Schar. So what's your problem? So Tzimah Hachi, Kaminulach, Avad, I agree with you, with Lenin and Lenin, when she learned Kudishim, and it says, Yeah, Vichtig, the Chavetz Chaim said that when she learned Kodshim now, because we're in Ikvas and Mashiach, Mashiach is around the corner, and if we're not going to learn it, who's going to know? Nobody's going to know what to do when you know Mashiach. So the question was, Hachi, Kaminulach, Hilchas Alam Ali, Lishnachrina, which is almost the same, Amali, Halacha Kamina. Learn, yes, go through that, and do a Reb Shimon, and do a Reb Lozer, and a Reb Yoisi, and a Reb Bonan, and a Machlok, because you're big and nish big. Avada, Droish, Vekabal Schar. But to go and paskin today, that the Loch is like that Reb Lozer, listen, after a minute today. Miat Hashem, Hedi Bonan, Beis of English. Then Eliyahu Navi has all of these taikus that he has to answer. He'll tell us this too, that the Loch is like a blazer, that there is a form of pigle, even by Sir Mesov, by Mesovim, by Chutz, by Chutz, but not Chutz with them, and Vim, and Him, by Chutz. That's all I was just agitating. What do you need to tell the Sikh of Mashiach? Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. By the way, there's a Taptoisis over here, says, we see other Gemaras where they also talk about halachis, which the Chari don't apply today, only in the Mashiach. And so therefore, you see from other Gemaras, there's Toises that we do not follow the Silchas of Mashiach. It's entirely proper to go and paskin today halachas, even if they have no practical application today, they'll only apply after Mashiach's time, not an issue. And that's why, in fact, if you look in the Rambam, Rambam has old Svarim and Maisa Karbonis. What are you paskin? I mean, that's the Rambam paskin halacha. And even though, unfortunately, none of that applied in the Rambam's time, and no, it doesn't apply yet in our times. Nevertheless, even though it's Hilchos HaMashicha, we have every right to go and paskin and tell us what halacha is and should be. Mm-hmm. Have a great day and